really upset and angry. And I think most, if not all, Sen parents and carers will be feeling exactly the same way. So they're saying it's going to give parents and carers more freedom of choice, but what it's actually doing is eliminating parents of any choice whatsoever. So it's simply a cost-cutting exercise dressed up as an inclusive plan. How will all the mainstream settings adapt their facilities to accommodate our SEND children, especially those with a physical disability, such as wheelchair users? In the building that Elodie attends, there are lots of different safety measures in place. We're talking about adaptions in hundreds of schools across the county. How would they facilitate that? If the council really did care about what support SEND children and their families need, they would have spoken to the nurseries beforehand. They would have spoken to the parents. They would have spent time with the teachers, the children. They would have asked how best to support us before planning any school closures. And the reason they haven't done that is because every single SEND parent or carer will be strongly, strongly opposed to this plan.